Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals.
Hey, good morning. Okay, I'm on a walk right now in Bend, and I'm listening to one of my new books, and I heard this iteration of resistance and releasing, and all of these R words just popped into my mind, and I heard this big like inner pull of, you got to get your phone out and record this real quick. I'm like, no, I want to run, and it just wouldn't go away. So here we are. We are 3 days into our getaway in Bend, Oregon. It is so snowy out, sunny, gorgeous. We are visiting my family. So if you can hear the snow crunching in the background, I've got my little ice cleats on, but I want to share this quick message with you and know that this is just the start of this work here at Blossom Leadership. So here we go. Anytime we are feeling pulled to expand in our life, anytime we are feeling the urge inside that there's got to be something more, there is this itch to grow, to evolve, to really step into that next level, or something feels off and you can't quite shake the funk, right? The funky feelings, the funky blues. You're just caught in this spin cycle. Wake up and listen to that nudge. Listen to that simple voice. Listen to that silent whisper, because that is your body talking to you. And that little nudge is a sign that it's time. It's time. It is time to go within, to do the inner work, and to create that next chapter. Here's what happens though. When you feel that nudge, this little package of R's arrives at your doorstep. Okay. The first is that resistance. We feel the resistance because our brains are wired for comfort, baby. They are wired for that comfort. They don't like change. Change can feel scary until it becomes your new normal, and then it feels wonderful, but we got to retrain our brain, right? But we're met with that resistance first. And most people will oftentimes just shove down that resistance because it feels scary. It feels new and it doesn't feel safe. Okay. So that's your brain going, no, this is a fear. This is not safe. We're going to shut it down and go back to our normal. Okay. So we're first met with resistance. However, if you can meet that resistance, okay, then we bump into our next R. Our next R is, okay, we got to receive this. We got to receive this. We got to receive this message. We got to receive this resistance. When we can receive it, we're not scared of it. We meet it with open heart, with open arms, and we're ready. Okay, let's do the next one. We're ready to rewire. Okay, in that rewiring process, so we got the resistance, then we got to receive it, baby. We're not going to run from it. We know that anytime we want to change something, anytime we're sick and tired of feeling a certain way, anytime we are sick of our habits, of our thought processes, of the way we are just showing up in the world, we got to meet it with compassion. We got to meet it with grace, and we got to receive it. We got to acknowledge that this is where we're at right now. And 10 times out of 10, the way you're acting, the way you're feeling, the way you're thinking, those are symptoms to an underlying root of what's really going on. And that is when we have to meet our receiving R with that rewiring process. And that is where the inner work begins. We begin to do the rewiring process. It is not this 3-minute podcast episode. It is days and weeks and months and sometimes even years of work. And honestly, it's our whole life. We are always in the rewiring expansion process if you intentionally choose to be. Okay. And then with that rewiring comes the reinvention. With the rewiring comes the reinvention. When you continuously expand, rewire, reroute your brain, your habits, you get to the core of what's really going on and why all these quote unquote problems or quote unquote symptoms that you're having, why you're so attached to them. The attachment is like your wubby. It's like your safety net. But guess what? You can detach from them. They don't have to control your life anymore. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, you guys, we got a lot to unpack with this. I'm going to do a more deep dive episode on this next week, but I want you to think about how these R's are showing up in your life and what this process might look like for you if you are just in that space where you're like, gosh, Jen, I want to shake this. I want to get out of this. I want to get into that next season, get into that next level, and not from a place of constant striving, not from a place of exhaustion, not from a place of desperation, but of a place of true expansion, true healing, true love and worthiness and groundedness and centeredness and what that could do for your life. Because it's there. It's there. We just got to work through this process. And it's not a one and done. It's over and over and over again. And that's the beauty of it. That is the true radical reinvention process that we are all being called to live out. And most people won't. So I want to drop this in your heart today. I want you to think about it. I want you to let it marinate in your soul. And we'll come back next week. I'll pick one of these R's to dive into. And we'll work through it. All right. I love you guys. I'm going to get back to my run. I'm going to start training for this half marathon in Nashville in a couple months. I'm at mile, let's see, 1.84. I got a ways to go. All right. Back to my book. Love you guys. Let this sink in. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.